with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says President Trump's tariff threats and stock market drops are not the biggest economic problem right now.
What's not good for the economy is this government shutdown. I don't know what Democrats are thinking here, because they're going to own it. And to the extent that it hurts confidence, hurts the American people, we have had incredible Republican unity this since January 20th. And the fact that the Democrats are in disarray, they're flailing.
Lawmakers have until tomorrow night at midnight to find agreement on a continuing resolution. So far, there are not enough votes for cloture. A Republican senator is blowing the whistle on what he calls the censorship industrial complex, Bob Agnew reports.
Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt says over the past 10 years, Democrats built what he calls an unholy alliance of censorship groups, one that is still embedded deeply and broadly in a network of government agencies and NGOs. He describes it on X as, quote, a shadowy network of NGOs, tech groups, and governments working to censor the left's enemies, not just in America, but across the West. Schmidt is calling on GOP colleagues to expose and dismantle the system over the next 4 years. Bob Agnew reporting.
More than 100 million people in the U.S. are in the path of an expected massive March storm starting Friday. It's a sprawling system that may bring blizzards, tornadoes, fires, and flooding as it tracks across the Great Plains eastward. Moisture and heat from the abnormally warm Gulf could fuel heavy rainfall that is raising concerns for flooding from the central Gulf Coast through the upper Ohio Valley. Tornadoes are possible in the nation's heartland. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 537 points. This is SRN News. A victory for parental rights in Pennsylvania.
A three-judge panel of the Commonwealth Court has ruled that the Downingtown Area School District must allow parents full access to diversity, equity, and inclusion lesson plans being used on their children. School officials had rejected a request from one mother saying the DEI lessons were, quote, a trade secret. Conservative education activists say parents all across the nation need to find out what their children are being taught. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Japanese high court has ruled that Japan's refusal to legally recognize same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The decision by the Nagoya High Court in central Japan marks the ninth victory out of 10 rulings since LGBT groups first started filing lawsuits in 2019. The decision was also the fourth high court ruling in a row that found the current government policy unconstitutional. This is SRN News. Pentagon secrets leaker Jack Teixeira pleads guilty to military charges of obstructing justice.
Teixeira's plea agreement calls for dishonorable discharge and no confinement, which the judge approved. But it's not clear whether the judge will accept the plea agreement. The Massachusetts Air National Guard member was already sentenced in federal court last year to 15 years in prison for violating the Espionage Act. Teixeira's sharing of highly classified military documents about the war in Ukraine amounted to the most consequential national security breach in years. John Scott reporting.
The Tampa Bay Rays withdrew from a $1.3 billion ballpark project, citing hurricanes and delays that likely will drive up the proposal's cost. Principal owner Stuart Sternberg said a series of events led to what he called this difficult decision. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.